With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson pleading with Senate Democrats to support temporary funding in order to restore government services.
We take no pleasure in this because it's not just a cat and mouse game. It's not a political contest between R's and D's. We've got millions of Americans being seriously, adversely affected right now.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer incorrectly claims that Republicans are not willing to talk.
Senate Democrats return to Washington ready to negotiate. We're ready to work with Republicans to reopen the government and end the health care crisis that faces tens of millions of Americans. But it takes two sides to have a negotiation.
Speaker Johnson, though, has repeatedly pointed out to Schumer the cards are on the table. There is nothing to negotiate. Illinois and Chicago filing suit to stop the Trump team from deploying National Guard troops to protect federal sites in the Windy City.
The lawsuit came just as troops prepared to deploy and hours after a federal judge blocked troops from being sent to Portland, Oregon. Trump had moved to deploy the National Guard in another city on Saturday by authorizing 300 troops to protect federal officers and assets in Chicago. Trump had long threatened to send troops into Chicago, but it wasn't immediately clear when or exactly where they would be deployed. The quickly unfolding developments came as the Trump administration is portraying the Democrat-led cities as war-ravaged and lawless amid Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
In Washington, the Supreme Court opening its new term, the court Monday rejecting more than 820 pending appeals. Now, in its first arguments, the court also appeared to be inclined to rule against a criminal defendant from Texas in a case about constitutional rights. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has permanently closed its two clinics in Louisiana.
With the closures, Louisiana became the fourth state in the U.S. with no Planned Parenthood locations. The organization cited mounting financial and political challenges that made operating in the state no longer possible after more than 40 years. The news was welcomed by pro-life advocates. Republican Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry wrote on social media that, quote, "This is a win for babies, a win for mothers, and a win for life." Unquote. George Williams reporting.
Pope Leo XIV intervening for the first time in an abortion dispute in the Catholic Church in America. He was asked about plans by Chicago's Cardinal to give a Lifetime Achievement Award to Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. Plans drew objection from some conservative U.S. bishops, given Durbin's support for abortion rights. This is SRN News. Well, a man is facing charges.
Washington, D.C. police arrested Lewis Gary of Vineland, New Jersey, on the steps of the cathedral Sunday morning. Police said they found suspicious materials inside a tent he had set up on the steps of the church. Gary was arrested and charged with unlawful entry, threats to kidnap or injure a person, and possession of a Molotov cocktail. He also had vials of liquid and what appeared to be fireworks. St. Matthew's Cathedral was celebrating the Red Mass, an annual mass to mark the start of the U.S. Supreme Court term. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Former National Football League quarterback Mark Sanchez now facing a felony battery charge for what authorities say was a fight over a parking spot. Indianapolis authorities say the upgraded charge carries a potential sentence of 1 to 6 behind bars. Police say Sanchez confronted a truck driver. The driver pulled a knife to defend himself. Authorities say the probe is ongoing. Additional charges are possible. More details at srnnews.com.